If the skies are clear this week, we'll see the waning gibbous moon making a path through the stars of Leo and Virgo, rising later each night until it gets to the eve of its last quarter on Friday the 13th. Then it rises after midnight. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. In my world, the waning gibbous moon gives rise to dreams, especially at this time of year when we hear the story of how Joseph was told in a dream to take the child and his mother to Egypt for safety, and of how the three kings that had come to celebrate the birth of this child are also told in dream to make the way to their homelands by a route different than the one they followed to get here. How do we follow dreams now? And is New Year's the right time for dreaming? Isn't it the time for making firm, wakeful resolutions instead? Looking into the night sky right now, in addition to waning moon, Venus is evening star, passing through the region of Capricorn. This is the goddess of love and beauty at the gateway of the gods. So how do we approach such a scene in our hearts in a way that has consequence in light of the news of the day? I imagine Langston Hughes answered this when he wrote, "Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly." 60 years ago, in 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. spoke words that continue to resound through the decades, "I have a dream." In the Old Testament book of Job, we read, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men in slumberings upon the bed." All of this to say that while striking out after our resolutions, we do well to pay heed to our dreams, and in doing so, to tread softly, for we tread on one another's dreams. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.